What's up, guys? So got the current events going on. Everything's been a little bit crazy, of course, like we just covered in the last segment. What I'd like to do right now, though, is something that I've just kind of like to do. Now, I haven't done it quite yet, but I want to do it on this podcast, is I kind of want to do like fake commercials. So these are like fake commercials for either actual companies or like maybe like made up companies that eventually could be real companies. Because it seems like every time, like you, like if you watch TV or if you watch like Hulu with ads, like I do, you always see like those medicine commercials. And I know the comedic bit is everybody covers like all the benefits, but all the none of the side effects. So what I would like to do is do like a couple of those, but the reverse, where like it named all the bad side effects, and then like what it cures. So I'm just going to do a couple of fake ads. These aren't real, by the way. And if they're funny, though, maybe these companies will want me to be an official sponsor. So we're going to try our best. We're going to do a few of these kind of off the cuff here. So here we go. First one, guys, is for... it's an energy drink I really like. I think you guys will like it, too. It's called Ghost Energy. Because, you know, when you're feeling a little bit low energy, you don't feel right, what you need is you need that extra spirit. You need, you know, like the summon, you know, something from the far beyond, you know, from the so Ghost Energy gives you that boost. Ghost Energy. Go ahead and, you know, give them a drink. They're great. A lot of good... nutritional stuff in there. I think it's got caffeine. It's got meth in it. No, I'm just kidding. It doesn't have that. It's actually, it just has the neurological stuff that people are putting in energy drinks now. So it's supposed to give you good focus, good energy. I tried one last week. It was the Sour Patch Kid one. It's great. So Ghost Energy, it will give you that boost. This podcast has been sponsored by them. Also, this episode of the Scotty B. Funny Podcast is sponsored by Dr. Bill's Boner Bonanza Pills. have you ever, you know, guys, you know, sometimes you just don't, you're not in the mood, you know? Your lady, you know, she's feeling it, man. She's into that box of wine. You know, she just heard, you know, the Taylor Swift brand new album, Folklore, and you know, she's in her feelings, and you know, she wants, you know, she's in the mood, she wants a little of you, but you know, you're not feeling it. That's where Dr. Bill's Boner Blue Pills come in. They will give you the boost, along with Ghost Energy Drinks, to, you know, take care of your lady. So go ahead and grab some of Dr. Bill's Boner Blue Pills. Now, I will tell you guys this. Side effects are incredible sex, sex till you're dizzy, sex till you go blind, lasting erections more than 4 hours without any troubles. You don't need to go see a doctor after. You should. Now, if your boner is longer than, or your erection, as they would say, is longer than 8 hours, you have to actually tell your wife to call a friend, and then, you know, you keep going, guy or girl, doesn't matter, and then you know, because, you know, this thing goes for 12 hours, I mean, it's a full day for you, you know, your girlfriend, your significant other will definitely be impressed. Just take a couple of these. Now, you do want to take them the day before. There's a 12-hour kind of kick in, so make sure that you take it 12 hours at the latest before your promised escapade. Now, you're asking yourself, Scotty, if I'm taking Dr. Bill's blue boner pills, you know, in spur of the moment, will it work? And the question is yes. It's just, you know, it basically heightens your natural, you know, reaction. You know, when you're aroused, it kind of does that naturally for you. Yeah, it just makes you a little bit stronger down there. There has been a couple of women have orgasmed too much to where they've actually fainted and they have gone blind. That's the side effect from women that are with guys that use this pill. So that's the only really drawback from that one. So again, that's Dr. Bill's blue boner pills. Find those at any, you know, CVS, Planned Parenthood, you know, really Walgreens, you know, any, you know, kind of CD, you know, corner of your local streets, that we use, where you can find those. Also, the Scotty Be Funny podcast is sponsored by, you know, Shady Personal Trainer at your gym. You know, because, you know, when you're out there and, you know, you're working out, right? You know, you're just kind of, you know, getting those reps in, you're, you know, lifting. And the guy looks like he's way into, like, physical fitness. He, you know, approaches you. He's like, you know, like, hey, you know, you're lifting it at a 45-degree angle. If you actually do it at a 46-degree angle, you'll actually get a little bit stronger muscles. And then you're like, okay, thanks, man. And then, you know, you kind of finish up your workout. And then he kind of tells you. He's like, oh, hey, man, I'm just here mysteriously at this gym A here. Because I actually run my own gym, at gym B, it's a lot better. It's like three times the price, but you get me working with you 24/7. I'll provide you your own meal kit, meal prep, where it's only gonna be bland chicken, steamed vegetables, and you can only drink water with like a drop, like a sprinkle of pure organic sugar. Has to be Himalayan white organic grown sugar. Or else it's too much calories and you'll be fat for life. And so it's sponsored by that guy. Also, the Scotty Be Funny podcast is sponsored by the next generation of seltzers. You know, because everything is seltzer. It's sparkling water. You got, you know, beer, that's seltzer. You've got, obviously, water, flavored seltzer water. You've got soda, which is just really soda with soda water. So you have energy drinks that are now seltzer water. This takes it to the next level. This is it's only legal where marijuana is legal, but it's a CBD marijuana infused sparkling water, and it's called Jamaican Me Crazy Sparkling Water. It's actually imported from Jamaica. It's actually, guys, it's been blessed by a very, very sacred strand that Bob Marley used to smoke when he was with the Wailers. His family, his kids have passed it down from generation to generation. And so the recipe actually made it here to the United States from a cousin of theirs. And so he actually infused this water with that secret family recipe of the Marley. So this is a Jamaican Me Crazy CBD infused marijuana seltzer. Very great. You can find it at your any Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Fry's, really any grocer that, you know, sells, you know, seltzer. So go check that out. It's really good. It's only in the states that are legal, so Oregon, California, Washington right now, but possibly in Arizona coming up here in a few weeks. And eventually they will make a medicinal version that will be available for all the states that have medicinal. So, Jamaican Me Crazy Infused CBD Marijuana Water. Great. Go check that out. And, yeah, so those are just guys, some fun kind of ads I'm doing. Those aren't, obviously, some of those aren't real. The only one that was actually real in that one, there is a company called Ghost Energy that it really is good water, energy drinks. You want to drink that? I drink it when I drink energy drinks. If not, you know, I go to my local Circle K, my little gas station here in Arizona. I don't know if they're throughout the country, but Circle K has great drinks. Go grab you a Polar Pop if you're ever in Arizona. It's amazing. Circle K, go check them out. And so, guys, those are my little funny ad rolls. And if they ever do become stuff, I do want to cut. So if anybody does make those products with those names, I am claiming those names. Just give me a cut. A small percentage. We'll talk it. And so those are my funny ad rolls. Thank you guys for listening to this part of the Scotty Funny Podcast.
That's all that matters.
That's appropriate. Yeah.
Well, how many is three fourths?
Based on the audience, that's fair. What's up, guys? Man, that's three people. I know everyone's over here. I'm not sure what's going to look at everybody over here, so I'm just going to pretend you guys don't exist and talk to myself. All right, we got mic issues. All right, I can talk a little bit louder. What's up, guys?
It's green.
No big deal. It's green now, yeah. Green go. What's up, guys? Like I said, I'm Scotty Waite, 42. And I'm single, probably because I'm 42, and I still go by Scotty. Yeah. Not as tall as I want to be, not as thin as I want to be, but I've been told I got beautiful baby blue eyes. That's soaking in, audience. So why would my therapist lie? Yeah, it's a lot more confident than I used to be. You know, 10 years ago, my mom and her friend called me a good egg, right? Because it's like, whoa, yeah, like, oh my gosh, it's a mint of Bruce Willis in the building. Or as people here locally call me, Sub Bounce's dad. I feel like that's a little bit of a slap in the face to me, yeah? But like I said, she called me a good egg, and I thought she was making fun of, you know, my baldness. But now, when she calls me a stone cold stunner, I know who she's into. She's into me. You know, stone cold Steve Autism. Yeah.
That's Kate's favorite joke, so that's what she believes.
Yeah, it's crazy, guys, out here. Also, like I said, it's hard being single, too, at my age. Because everybody tries to set me up with their friends. And, you know, they're never setting me up with their, you know, their best or their brightest or their cutest friends. It's always like, which one of our loser friends can we set old Scotty up with so we never see the both of them ever again? Although they hooked me up recently. I was on a date with a little person, sir. Looked like an... You know, mini Demi Moore. Yeah. Mini Bruce Willis, mini Demi Moore. What can go wrong? Yeah, midway through the date, she dumped me, left me for a mini Ashton Kutcher.
Damn it.
Yeah, I got mini pumped. I feel like I'm at the speaker of like an Arby's or like a big donor now. Hop, hop, frying, and I'm not going to do a Dane Cook bit. I almost did a Dane Cook bit, which would have led to a Carlos Mencina bit, which would have got me in further trouble. I don't need to be known as a joke stealer, amongst other things. All right. So, yeah, that was awkward, because you know how awkward it is to be the third wheel on a tight bike? Embarrassing, dude. Also, fun fact about me, too, is I'm Mormon. Yeah, hold the applause. Yeah. Probably didn't recognize you without my bicycle. Yeah, I get it. But I love being Mormon, man. I honestly do. I love it. I love not knowing what sex is like. I love wondering if my mom was my dad's favorite wife. And then also the age-old mystery, is the poop hole the loophole? I guess I... Is it, guys? Is that how sex works? Okay. I did that last time I got myself kicked out, dude, so. Last time I go to a gay bar, dude, right? Sorry, guys. That's how it works. Also, another weird thing about being Mormon is divorces. Anybody come from a divorced family? Yeah, we do. What's up? Yeah, divorcees in the building. Yeah, so it's weird though.
Being come from a divorced family
as Mormons,
because you know normally with divorces you know you split you know financials, property, kids, right? In our situation, it's finances, wives, property, kids. Wives and property can be interchanged, depending on who, where you're at. But it's hard though for me because, again, like with my family, like my dad was like, I'm taking, Brian, Stevie, JJ, those are my older brothers, guys. And then when it came to me, it's like, I don't want him, And then I went to my first mom, and she's like, I don't want him either. And then I went to my next mom. She didn't want me. Went to my mom. She didn't want me. Finally, went to my last mom. She wanted child support, so I lived with my dad for a while, and that was pretty cool. Did you guys ever live with your dad? You guys said divorce. Were you with your mom or your dad?
Dad.
Dad? Yeah. Isn't it awesome living with your dad as a divorce, with a divorce? Because, dude, being with your dad, it's like total freedom.
Dude,
my dad though was kind of badass. He was like Jack Bauer though, dude. He's like, where are we gonna go now? The fun time? Where are we going? You tell me where the fun time is. Like, Dad, I'm a little kid. Chloe, find us a fun time. That was his girlfriend. She was never fun, so that kind of sucked. All right, man. So that's my time, you guys. Thank you for Kevin kicking butt, dude. Doing a good job posting. Oh, 10 o'clock hour's gonna rock. So I'll see you guys later. I'm Scotty Wade, man. I'm out.
You guys get me by surprise. I didn't even know I was getting called up, man. It's cool, dude. So we got, 800 comics already? So I'm 801 Utah in the building. I'm not from Utah. I'm from Oregon, guys. Yeah.
Ooh, Oregon.
Yeah, where every drug's legal, I found out.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, and I look like I took all the drugs, guys. No. Holy crap, this dude took all the drugs. I did, though, guys. This is not how I normally start off my comedy, but I'm going to tell you guys a little something embarrassing about me. I am Mormon. No. Yeah, in Gilbert, I know. Oh, Mormon in Gilbert? Whoa, that's rare, That's like water out here, right? Everybody's Mormon out here, or Jehovah's Witness, or, what's a big Christian, Central Christian, whatever? Is that what it is? I don't know. I'm riffing, guys. It's 10:30. It's past my bedtime. It's too late for me.
Yeah.
I know.
Go for it.
They let me out, guys. My mom let me out. She said I could come out, dude. Well, one of my moms. The other three weren't too happy, but yeah. She's the cool one. Yeah, like I said, guys, I'm Scotty Wade. I'm 42 and I'm single. Probably because I'm 42 and I still go by Scotty. Yeah. Not as tall as I want to be. Not as thin as I want to be. But I've been told I've got beautiful baby blue eyes. Audience, what do you think? Is that true? Mm-hmm. All right, close. Ooh, very close. All right, don't stop me. Okay. And why would my therapist lie? And I know you're looking at me like, you're like, whoa, guys, this guy is like the most Christian crip I've ever seen, blue hat, blue shorts, black shoes, doesn't matter, it's okay. But now you're like, oh my gosh, it's a midget Bruce Willis. Holy crap, this is not on the menu, Jim. I did not order the bald Christian crip up here, Jim. JB's, this is not what I ordered on the menu. Yeah, it's crazy, guys. But, like I said, I'm a lot more confident than I used to be. 10 years ago, my mom's friend called me a good egg. Obviously, because of baldness. But now, when she calls me a stone cold stunner, I know who she's into. She's into me. Stone Cold Steve Autism!
That's
accurate, you know? That's accurate. That's crazy, though. Like I said, being my age, it's the worst, dude. Because people try to set you up on dates, you know, when you're single, and I hate it because they never set me up with anyone good. It's never the best or the brightest. It's always like, which one of our loser friends can we saddle Scotty up with so we never see the both of them ever again? It's cool, though. They did set me up on a blind date recently with a little person who looked like Demi Moore. Yeah, midget Bruce Willis, mini Demi.
All right.
That's in heaven. Till midway through the date, she left me for a midget Ashton Kutcher. Yeah. I got mini pumped on my date. Yeah, lame. Yeah, you know how awkward it is to be the third wheel on a tight bike? Awkward AF, as kids say, yeah. Awkward AF, dude. Like I mentioned earlier, I am Mormon. Like I said, yeah, probably didn't recognize it on my bicycle. But, you know, I love being Mormon, man. I love not knowing what sex is like. Yeah. Love, like I said, wondering if my mom was my dad's favorite wife. Yeah. And so but I'm also from a divorced home, right? And so being divorced in Mormon is the worst. Because it's literally like, you know, when you're kids, like when you're playing out in the recess and they would pick teens. So when it came to me and my brothers, like my parents wanted my older brothers. Like, I'll take Brian, take Stevie, I'll take Jamie, my older brothers, right? But when it came to me, it's like, nope, I don't want him, you know? Yeah. And then my mom, she didn't want me. And then my other mom didn't want me. And then my mom didn't want me. But the fourth mom, you know, she was, I said, the cool one, let me come hang out with you guys tonight. She wanted me, but she also wanted child support. So now I'm living with my dad, yeah. 40 years later, it's pretty cool. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, it's cool, though, when your parents are divorced, because dads, right, are awesome. Like, dads let you do whatever they want. My dad, a little bit more badass, kind of like Jack Bauer from 24. He said, all right, we're going to have fun. Where's the fun at, you know? Chloe, get on it. Where's the fun? That was his girlfriend, Chloe, yes. Yeah. All right, you're 24 fans. Okay, yeah, that's got a mid-2000s reference. No one's getting it. It's cool. I get it. All right, yeah. Let's come up here and hang out, guys. And I think that's my time. JPs, you rock. I appreciate y'all. Good night.
Mm-hmm.